Good morning. We're up again for another fantastic day of consciousness, and we'd like to keep it that way. Waking up in the morning, first thing I'll probably want to do is find a bottle of water and take a sip, fill in my fluids. Just take a moment, settle down, transit peacefully from the dream world into the waking world. And by all means, don't grab your phone the first thing. Phone will make you sad for the day, because your consciousness will be dispersed in every conceivable direction, right? You'll want to do something peaceful, contained, as the first thing in your day. For example, taking a couple of deep breaths, gazing into the horizon, enjoying nature, being present, first of all, the first thing in your day. You want the first impression of your day to be one of presence, not one where you are immediately absent from your inner core and running in every conceivable direction. Say, take 5 minutes, take 10 minutes. Just peacefully breathing, spending time with your breath, spending time with the nature that is before you. And then you're ready to get rolling, put your shoes on. But before you get rolling, take quick account of where am I going, what am I doing, and importantly, why? Because we have the habit of jamming our days with every sort of content, really much of it diversion, things that are not very important, but that emerge. Have discipline in there. Don't jam your days with every kind of activity to the exclusion of things that actually matter. Some days it happens, but if it happens every day, then you are compromising your inner process and peace of mind. So keep it a little bit contained, yeah? Okay. So in our days, we're going through different phases or fields of awareness, and each of them we relate to differently. First and foremost important is the feel of your inner self, the time that you book for your introspection. Now, you don't have to make it a formal recess for meditation. Just take a pause every once in a while. Gather yourself. Cut the stream that is carrying you. Gather yourself. Who am I? What am I doing? Why am I doing all of this? Return to your inner meaning. Return to your core. Extremely important. Then we have the world of the nature. Okay? Nature all around. Nature is fantastic. But we take nature for granted. Don't do that. Whenever there's a gentle breeze, the leaves are fluttering in the wind. Now that's a beautiful moment. Just pause there for a moment. Take in nature. Experience the wind. And experience its reflection in your mind, in your body, in your awareness. That will
make your day so much more beautiful, and also there is a certain tranquility when you routinely connect with nature. As in, make it a point to take your moments with nature, as you make it a point to take your moments with yourself. All right? So we have the inner introspective field of encounters in our day. We have the realm of nature. Then we have the social sphere. We have the realm of all sorts of creatures that we interact with. Major concern being the realm of the human beings that we encounter. All right? All sorts of social situations. Some of them necessary, some of them not so much. And in there, being a little bit selective is beneficial, all right? The encounters that hold meaning, take those, engage in them, even indulge in them. That's fantastic. We live and grow through our reflections, through our exchanges with others. However, try to have a point to what you're doing. Don't just don't use the social sphere to fill a void in your being, and especially don't take your silly phone and play with it when you are in the presence of other creatures. That's just rude, really, right? There are others who are present for you, but you are not present for them. You are playing super speed social media, browsing through your feeds. That's just shit, right? Don't do that to others. Others have come to be present with you, and I hope they don't do the same thing with their phones, but they'll eventually get there if you don't let your phone go. Discipline. People are more important than virtual stimulation. So have the discipline to spend quality time with people. If you don't want to really spend time with those people and you'd rather escape into your phone world, then just don't hang out with those people to begin with. And if you do, then keep it meaningful. All right? And beyond that, we have the moments where we pause and reflect on the meaning of all this, where we're going in our lives, even on the more micro scale, where we are going with the day. What's the purpose of my day? What's the intention in my day? And am I carrying that through, or am I diverted and distracted in the course of my day? Very simple thing. Mindfulness in what you do. Mindfulness both as to the exact thing that you're doing, and mindfulness into the overarching passage of the day and your role in it. Okay? Take also those moments. These are very much the elements for you. We've discussed the elements. Earth, the solid substance in the dark of your inner chamber. There is simply you, and that's all there is. Take the time to be present with you. Don't be afraid of the dark that is you in isolation, on its own, disconnected from everything. From there you learn the nature of yourself. Make it a point to revitalize your mind and your spirit with connection in nature. The social exchanges you have, make them meaningful, okay? Spend quality time with people. Don't just randomly socialize around, all right? Beyond that, take the moments to orient to your life and your day as a whole. And make it a point to pause every so often in between your activities. Don't race back to back. Take gaps
Orient, ask the question, what am I missing in my day? Is this turning out to be a well-rounded, wholesome day, or am I simply streaming through or bouncing through, driven by stimulation from the outside? Don't be a slave to the environment. Don't be a slave to the drives that present before you. You have the option to enter it or not. All right? Important. It's not so much that you have to every day sit down and meditate for whatever duration, and that will set you free. Right? I mean, that's a good thing. Do book a time somewhere during your day when you have a more peaceful hour, and do your proper, more formal meditation for whatever that the duration may be. And make sure you book a bit of time before and after that, because you are never ever going to be doing it back to back with your other potentially hectic activities. Give it a bit of space and do it in a frame of mind where you have already landed from the rest of your flux, and you're actually present for it. Otherwise it's a meaningless chore and it will not do much for you. Okay? So throughout our day, intervals, gaps, spaces, pace your daily course, pace your existence. Leave space and leave gaps for the things that matter. Okay? Then, at the end of the day, finally, we're done.
Lay me down to sleep, okay? And in here we have an important closure. Have a closure to your day. Okay? Starting from your physical being, and we'll get to this in more detail. Your physical being, is there tension in your body? Well, you wouldn't know unless you travel through your body. Starting, slightly tense, the muscles in your feet, the muscles in your legs, tense them and relax them, in your buttocks, in your abdomen, in your chest, in your back, stretching, relaxing your arms, shoulders, your neck. Make sure that there is no tension left. Your jaws are settling. You are no longer clenching your teeth, you are no longer grinding and ruminating on the day. Your face is relaxing. Your head, skull, cranium, and even your brain are toning down, peaceful. And then, in your mind, travel through your body one more time. From the tips of your toes, through the legs, your buttocks, your back, your front side, your arms, shoulders, neck, throat, mouth, jaw, eyes, cheeks, your skull. In your mind, revisiting, making sure that everything is settled down, everything is at peace. Staying with your long, drawn-out, natural breath, attending to your breath. And you will notice that the body has toned down, the body is coming to a point of stillness. Your mind is all that remains. And in that mind, attending to your mind, the state of your mind, is it still on a high frequency? Is it still drifting into a spectrum of concerns for the day?
If it is, cut it. Assert the conclusion, this is the end of it. I have died for the day. I enter the realm of rest and sleep, and tomorrow I shall be born again into a new day of meaningful existence. Taking your time, recollect the day for a closure, and then when the threads of the day have been rewound, back into you. Who am I? What am I? What are the fruits of my day? Taking joy in the meanings of the day and the wisdom gained, I repose for rest. And when you rest in this manner, your subconscious mind will be working to your advantage throughout the night. If you go to sleep, crashing out, potentially in a hectic yet exhausted frame of mind, or simply busy with every sort of whatever that is preoccupying you, that is what the subconscious realm will be churning, and you will not be rested. However, if you settle down, go mindfully, consciously to sleep with intention, you will find that even your requirement for sleep significantly reduces, because your brain is actually in a reasonably more peaceful state, and your brain being the regulator of your physical functions will also be more streamlined. Your obsessions from the day will not be sinking into your physical being, into every sort of bizarre psychosomatic ailment. Chest uneasy in the morning while you went to rest with an uneasy mind, with the ruminating on whatever emotions that you could not let go. So yeah, it sunk into your chest. Alright? Sleeping with a peaceful mind. Really, let go. There's nothing to hold on to. Junction, passage of the day, the last passage of the day, is going to sleep. It's an extremely important junction. Hold on to it. Make it sacred for you. I will not go mindlessly to sleep. I will take my moment to recollect and settle down and enter into beautiful, restful sleep. And again, I wake up in the morning. Take a deep breath. Recollect myself. Take my moment with nature. If really your silly phone keeps on harassing you, driving, if you're addicted and obsessed with your phone, then just get rid of it for a time, okay? Fasting from it if you're unable to let go of the hold it has on your mind. And then see, what all do I have in my day when I am not driven, pushed and pulled by the virtual? Find the meanings, the actual meanings in your day. Sure, you can have diversions, you can have stimulations, you can have your slice of random. But do not make that the bulk of your day. That should be the entertainment of your day, regulated. You can't just play all day long. You have to live a meaningful day. That meaningful day only ever comes when you live consciously and when you attend to what you're doing. when you attend to your inner self, take the moments to introspect. You attend to the vitalizing charm of nature. You attend to your exchanges with other living beings, and you attend to the great scope of your life and your day. If you want to go deep, your deepness begins with the simple attention that you pay to your existence and the course of your day from moment to moment. All right? That is the very basic discipline that will help you forward. There is no magic bullet. It all comes down to the decisions you make throughout your day. Am I going the way of my deeper intention, or am I going to be swayed by the random flows? That is your choice. And the choices are the seeds you plant, and from there, the harvest that you reap. In a mind that is at peace, or in a mind that is tormented by distraction and every sort of unpleasant condition. All right? So, on that contemplation, at night we shall mindfully rest, and the next morning we shall mindfully wake up, and over the next day we are doing our things with a clear intention. Okay. You can do it. I believe in you.